John Rosa, Boone County Landfill, Boone County Recycling, something we still do in Boone County.
Absolutely. Good morning.
And we like it to be more often. Don't have to worry, John, because the wind's blowing, so the debris from Webster County is coming. I'm sorry.
Okay. Great.
Sorry about that. But
and it'll switch and blow right back
and
out,
probably,
too, right?
Hopefully. Yeah. But that's it. No, the... I was going to say, these are the days. I remember when we did the weather bag up in the tree across the street. We don't have that anymore.
That was your weather vane?
Yeah, well, we used it just to tell what the weather was doing at the old location of KWBG. But it was a garbage bag that caught in a tree. That's the one thing. A lot of litter out there. Yeah. I mean, now that all the snow and everything is pretty much gone, but and things are drying up, it's moving around. A lot of litter.
Yep, there sure is. Yeah, now the snow's gone and exposed it in the ditches, and there's some cleaning to do.
Maybe we'll have some opportunities with Earth Day coming.
Yeah,
up,
well, we're trying to push with our Adopt a Road people in particular for Earth Day, promoting it, to contact them to say, let's try to do this push for that day or around that day anyway, and gather all the stuff that we can in our adopted roads throughout the county. Mm-hmm. So those groups that have sponsored their own, or if you want to get on board and get one adopted between now and then,
and think about the first one.
Yes, there's certainly available roadways out there that can be adopted, but getting those groups organized a little bit and say, let's just do this one time and see if we can get it all collected and make an impact. So a little push for Earth Day coming up in 2.5 weeks.
Yeah. Even streets in town.
Absolutely.
And it doesn't need to be Boone. It could be over in Ogden, down in Madrid. Any community could do this. You could get a group together and do this.
You bet.
It's all part because through the landfill, that's where we do our Keep Boone County Beautiful.
That's right. Yep. And yeah, you can do that.
That's a subsidiary of Keep Iowa Beautiful. America Beautiful. But it offers some logistical assistance, if you will.
Yeah, that's right. And let us help you out. We have the materials. We have bags that you can use to collect the litter. We probably have a shortage on gloves, but we encourage you to use your own leather gloves. We have some grabbers available. And we got vests. We bought a whole bunch of them ready to go for however big of a group you want to get out there and do that. So we can organize that. Just get a hold of me. If you got a group that you want to do in the city and do some work like that, let's add that to the Earth Day work and do some impacts out there in the communities.
And that's one thing I know we did have a couple of times, different areas like, I think the police department was involved with doing some along Story Street, that sort of thing. But and there are people I know that just go for a walk and take a bag with them and pick things up.
That's wonderful. Yep. Every little bit helps for sure. Thank you.
every little bit.
Every little bit.
We do have, of course, the time of open burning season coming up because people do a lot of cleanup and stuff like that. I think pretty much Boone, Ogden, Madrid all pretty well set dates for open burning of yard waste and stuff like that to just try to contain some of that. But the landfill does do free yard waste. Something started a long time ago.
Yes.
And it's a little misnomer if we say free. Just a little.
Yeah. How about no expense to the community?
Yeah.
Maybe would that be better?
Well, no, because communities are paying.
So, well, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So, no, it's the cost, there is
no tipping fee.
No, yeah. It doesn't cost you to bring things in for this, as long as you bring the right stuff.
That's right. Yep.
So, this is one of the challenges you've had, again, finding someone be there, because you've had in the past different people have been able to devote some time to at least being out there to make sure that people are not throwing garbage in there and construction materials and the ever popular 2x4 tree.
That's your favorite.
That's one of my favorites. It is.
Yeah. Historically, the landfill has hired someone to be the quote branch manager of the yard waste area. So they monitor that to make sure people aren't dumping their unnecessary waste, the garbage, plastic bags. Instead of dumping the bags out, they throw the whole bag out instead. And, you know, I can't emphasize it enough that the yard waste area is for yard waste, and plastic bag is not part of yard waste. You know, the other things, plant containers, you know, mm-hmm. maybe it was in your yard. Well, it's not a natural product. So we're, as your 2x4 comment, there's no 2x4 tree out there. You know, the 2x4 did not grow in your yard. Maybe it came from something that grew in someone's yard somewhere in the world, but that doesn't count. So concrete, blocks, all those things in your yard does not mean it is yard waste. So I guess, frankly, why? Well, we're going to grind that up and we're going to run it through a grinder, and we need it to be just compost, just natural stuff in there. So plastic bag wound up in there and mixed in the yard waste is not going to work out so well. Same thing with concrete, rebar, anything like that. So please abide by
just
the rules.
Regular garbage in there.
Exactly. All of it. Yep. And inevitably we'll monitor it now. We haven't filled that branch manager position. You know, frankly, it's tough to find someone that has the availability to be there from 8 to 3 Monday through Friday and every Saturday for 6 weeks in the spring and 6 weeks in the fall, and the additional expense that we have at the landfill. So, you know, we try to promote it and say, yeah, use it, but use it right. And if you start abusing it, you're just going to put other people at risk to not have this available in the future. I'm not saying we're going to take it away, but it's always a discussion. If it's a nuisance like that, and frankly, it's kind of a burden on us, and it's expensive. There is expense. It's free, as you mentioned before. And we promote
it's free for
free
you to take
waste,
it there and throw things. Yeah.
It's not free to the landfill. We have additional resources that we have to spend, the equipment to shove it, grind it, and move it, man hours, fuel, all those things add up. And having someone else just be over there to monitor that people are doing the right thing, frankly, seems a little bit crazy to have to do that.
I would say most of your users are pretty responsible for it.
They are. They know, it's kind of that negative, positive things. When someone tells you a negative thing, that weighs heavily more. It takes, 10, 12, 20 positive things to offset that negative? Yeah. I can't remember what that exact amount is. But, you know, you have one person that comes out there and throws a bag and, you know, or some garbage in there. That's a problem. And that has a big impact and a nuisance, and those are the ones that stick in your mind versus all those people that do it right. So thank you for doing it the right way. If you're doing it the wrong way, please stop. Same thing with recycling.
And when you're bringing and when it's available, which starts the 15th, I believe, right?
Correct. Yep.
Cover the load.
Absolutely.
Throw it in there. It's not a challenge to see how far you can go before you stop and put a tarp over it.
Just
cover it.
Yeah. Seems silly to be pulling over on Montana and we see vehicles pull over there and they tarp. And it's like, so you left your home without tarping it to drive partway out to then pull over the side of the road when trucks are going by and then tarp your load. Put yourself at risk. Yeah. I don't get it, but it happens.
It does. It happens.
We have a policy and we are able to fine you for doing that.
The process, and I know some people will say, well, can't you make money off of the yard waste if you compost it and stuff like that, sell it back to people? That requires a lot more. You'd have to spend a lot more money to be able to put out the volume that you would probably need to do to actually make it worthwhile.
Yeah, and it opens up a whole other door of composting it, and then what kind, and is there organics mixed in there, and then taking temperatures and monitoring it and going through the DNR process and getting that approval to be able to do that. So there's a whole other realm out there, but it's a lot easier if we just take it, grind it, keep it on site.
And use it.
It's much easier.
Use it
and we do put it to good use, but you know, that's expensive stuff. It comes down to it. So.
Well, again, we'll have free yard waste going on. Again, the usual rules. If it's coming out of your yard, that's it. You know, you always end up with some grass clippings in there. You always end up with branches. And that's always one of the things, because the weather during the year, branches fall.
Yep.
You know, those are the ongoing challenges we've had. So, people cover it and take the old take the second entrance. Don't come in through the scale, and don't put your 2x4s in there. I was going to say, but that's it is. And again, people appreciate it and take care of it. They'll continue to keep having that opportunity. We hope.
Yep,
so that's a
right.
big thing. But if you start messing up with it, it's not going to be there. It could be gone in a hurry.
Yeah.
You just did the first household hazardous waste. Just started the season, if you will, because during the winter months, you can't really do it. But and you do have, again, throughout the year, people can always call. But household hazardous waste, We'll do, oh gosh, started the 1st of April. Let me look at my calendar. Yep. April, so we got 3, 6. You go, what, November?
Yep,
October or November?
Through November.
Okay, yep. So the first Saturday in November. That's a long time.
Yeah.
The first Saturday, so if you happen to be cleaning out a shed, happen to clean out the garage, something like that, and you don't want to wait, if you're close to that first Saturday, you can bring it out to the landfill. Once again, use that second entrance, and there's a spot there, and somebody will be around there to help for that.
Yeah.
It's only for a couple hours that first Saturday, though.
That's right.
Each a month.
So
each month.
Something we tried out a couple years ago, I believe, kicked that off, thought, you know, let's try this on every once a month Saturday. So 2 hours, 8:30 to 10:30 on those first Saturdays of the month that we are at the landfill. There's a couple ones where we go on the road, come into Boone here and do the collection, and down to Madrid in October on that first Saturday. But otherwise, pretty convenient. Load it all up. You can bring other garbage out too. You're going to have to make several stops. And if you want to spend some time going to the metal recycling and tires, you could have a lot of things to get rid of. You can do it all on that Saturday. So the first Saturday, and we, like you said, we just did that first one in April, on April 1st. And had a few customers. It wasn't probably as heavily as we hope.
We haven't had a lot of a lot of people going through their basements and sheds yet, but that will be coming.
Yeah, and probably there was historically going back to that 2020 year, there was a lot of clean out going at that time for a lot of reasons, and people got rid of a lot of stuff. So maybe it's slowing down a little bit and normalizing, if you will. But you know, if you don't want to wait till the next one in May, be May 6th, you can, as you mentioned, call us up and make an appointment Monday through Friday, 9 to 2, basically, just it's rough hours. But give us a call. We can schedule something. We've got to find staff that can be available to meet with you and collect those things. So we want to make sure you're doing the right things with all your stuff. The Household Hazardous Waste Program is those harmful things that are in your home that are sitting around and not doing much and causing potential harm. So we're talking about chemicals and cleaners and oil-based paint, fertilizers, pesticides, stuff that I wonder what this is.
And that label fell off about 8 years ago.
I don't know what Grandpa mixed up and left down here, but let's see if we can get it taken care of. So I always throw that disclaimer out there. Load it up. We'll take everything we can. We want to take as much as possible. Mm-hmm. But fact is, there may be stuff that we just don't accept. And if we're, you know, maybe if we're unsure about it, we'll probably still take it. Talk to our connections down at Metro Waste Authority and see if they can help us out. But latex paint's always a big one.
Bring it and you have to send it back with them. So
and again, that latex paint just needs to be dried and that can go as garbage. So
are there still people getting surprised, like if they come out with latex paint, you say, just go dry it out and throw it in the garbage?
Yeah, occasionally. I mean, the message is out there, I think, most a little bit more like, okay, yeah. Or they just didn't realize it.
Yeah.
Typically, it's oh, I just grabbed it all and then take what you want. I was like, that's great. And I tell people to do that too, but just be ready to take it back. Again, we'll take all we can. We just don't take liquids in the landfill, and that's the reason why we don't take liquid latex paint. It's not harmful. Just needs to be dried.
Yeah.
So you can pop the lid open, let it dry out. If you want to, you know, watch the paint dry, I guess you could literally watch the paint dry.
Last year when it was hot and dry, that was great.
Yeah.
You could set it outside and then literally in a day or two.
And if you're impatient, throw some kitty litter in there, dry it up. You could spread it out on like old carpeting if you were going to get rid of it and take it to a landfill anyway. Then, you know, spread it out there, let it soak in. It just needs to be dried in whatever capacity. The right way.
And again, the same kind of rules hold for what they'll bring. Don't bring explosives. Don't bring radioactive material, stuff
that's
like
right.
that. There are some limitations.
I would push also that we're starting to do battery collection on a much expansive scale. So we'll take them all. All batteries collected, ABC. All batteries collected, bring them out during that time, especially on those Saturdays. And we have some staff ready to go, and we're geared up for it. But it kind of trying to eliminate the confusion and the burden upon people to be, is this recyclable? Is this hazardous? Is it garbage? Which is it? And there's different classifications. There's all these mixtures of batteries out there, and some of them are super powerful. And we want to make sure that we are not putting them in the landfill because fire hazard, fire potential, and fire at a landfill is bad. So we're just trying to do it to eliminate or limit, probably more precisely, limit the amount of happenings of that. So, unsure, just load them up, if you would really help, if you know you want to get rid of it, tape the positive terminal on those batteries. Little piece of tape, little
cover it up.
Yep. A little Scotch tape right over the top on the positive end, and you're good to go.
All right.
See, and then we'll take them.
How easy that is. Well, and I know before it was always the rechargeables and things like that.
Yeah.
Because of the chemical makeup. So.
Yep. But, and the power that's still in them. So when they pop them open now, the lithiums are so much more prevalent in the world. When you pop those open, they expose to air, and boom, you have fires going on. So. It's kind of scary. We always ask at the window. Our scale attendants do a great job of, you know, do you have any hazardous waste? Do you have any tires, appliances, batteries, paint, metal? And a lot of times I think it just gets like, oh, no, I don't have any batteries. But, you know, always think about, do you have that little ride-on toy that your kids used to ride on? It's junk. There's still a battery in there. So does something have a battery in there too? So removing those, we'll look in our containers and look for different signs of those ride-on toys, you know, cordless weed eaters or whatever it might be, and look for that battery pack on there. So
Let's go back to, you mentioned metals and things like that.
Yeah.
Don't bring out an appliance. Well, you can, but there's a charge.
There's
a charge. Appliances, TVs, computer monitors, things like that. We do have a charge. Tires, depending on the size. Bring a tractor tire, cost a little more.
It does.
Just going to say. But, I mean, because it does cost you to have them taken away.
That's right. Yep.
So basically, it's not like you're making bucks here.
But not really.
You'd like to cover the cost of disposal.
Yep, and that's what we're doing with appliances. You know, we're probably maybe a little bit above breaking even, but overall not much. It's a service we can provide. We often tell people there's other appliance manufacturers in the area that probably are cheaper if you go directly to them. But as a middleman, we have some of our own expenses to deal with. So we have our appliance costs, we have our TVs and screens, computers. There's a separate cost for that, and that is something that we are probably. I doubt we're breaking even. We might be just a little bit under, losing a little bit of money, but it's the right thing to do with those screens. And we price it accordingly, and ATEC Recycling is the service provider for us. Mm-hmm. So we're thankful to have them available. And, you know, getting rid of those heavy little TVs that are, you know, the 20-inch ones that weighed about 300 pounds back in the day. we'll just do a flat charge of $15 per TV, no matter the big, the thick screen, the 20-pounder or the 200-pounder,
they call it
all the same.
I can't remember what they call it. The cathode ray tube.
Yep.
Yeah, so the heavy.
Yeah, the cathodes. Yep. Yeah. So, yeah, those are certainly, those are beasts, some of them that come in those in the big.
And there are people out there that might be looking for some of those that are more on the hobbyist side and looking for those parts.
Sure.
So, again, we do, if you bring it to the landfill, you're not going to find them.
Right.
Just say that, because you guys are going to find somebody that will, as you call it, demanufacture, and that you got to get rid of them.
So. Yeah, and they're going to peel out the precious metals that are still inside the useful stuff. I wonder if there's some talk with, like, DNR is asking about keeping quantities of how many TVs are being recycled and which ones and that type of thing. So I wonder if there's something that might be coming down to say, no more, you're not going to bury those anymore. We at the Boone County Landfill, we stopped that a few years ago, said there's a use for them, so let's get them to the right spot. Okay. Unfortunately, there's expense, just like the appliances and tires and all those things out there. There's additional costs beyond us.
So, and again, it's a lot of people look to try to recycle it properly. Some will just try to demanufacture it themselves and send it to the landfill.
What? They do?
No. Well, yeah, that's what people do. I'm sorry, but they do.
Huh.
But even microwaves and things like that, there are components that people will salvage and stuff like that. Yeah. So we do have people that do focus on that. And again, I know a lot of people will jump on Facebook. Anybody hauling metal away and stuff?
Mm-hmm.
We have some. I don't know if they're certified or what, but I'm not going to go check on it. Somebody else might. DNR might.
Yep. Yeah. And you should make sure that it's a certified appliance demanufacturer. And there's a list. You can go to the DNR website, search it, find appliance demanufacturers. There's a list of who in the area and their locations. And they want to promote that too, because then the material is going to the right person to be handled correctly, et cetera. So if it's just someone on Facebook saying, I'll take them, you may want to reconsider that, because
double check.
Yeah.
Double check. Okay, so here we are, beginning of April. We do know that 15th is when the free yard waste will begin at the landfill. We do have Earth Day, what, the week after?
22nd.
Yep. Yeah. So keep reminding folks about that. Adopt a location. Do it through Keep Boone County Beautiful.
Yes.
Make contact with folks out at the landfill. And recycle your grocery bags. Take them to the store. Back to the store. They got bins there. They've got traffic. They're sending it out. It's just one of the things.
Yep.
Recycling is all voluntary yet in Boone County.
Yes.
And that's, again, it will be as good as you make it.
That's right. Just some feedback. We did have our contacts. We send our stuff down to Mid-America. It's actually called Shoepan Recycling down in Des Moines. A couple of their reps came up and watched our process just to refamiliarize of what we do. And they're pretty impressed. They saw the material that we're sending to them going in the semi, like, wow, that's really good stuff. And it's like, thank you. You know, it's good to hear those things.
Yeah.
Sometimes we get wrapped up in like, why would they throw these things in there? And you get a little frustrated, but overall do a really good job. You know, it can do better outreach probably in the, outer communities and into Greene County too, where we maybe don't promote as much, but making sure those folks follow those rules. There's a lot of plastic bags in there. There's a lot of plastic that does not meet the criteria, does not meet the guidelines of what we accept. The Shoepan folks were very complimentary of the quality. Good. So good job.
Keep it up.
Good job, people out there doing the right things. And I think it really, I mean, I'll push this until I can't anymore, but follow the guidelines, you know, and don't do the wishful and hopeful recycling. Just know that sheet, that big sign, take a picture of it, have that guideline, and then don't, well, maybe this one will go through, because then it becomes, well, maybe this will too, and then maybe this, and, you know,
keep wishing.
Yep, that's right. But keep doing the right things, and we want that quality stuff to keep having that connection so we can process it down the road and keep it in the right spot.
John Rosa, Boone County Landfill Administrator, Recycling Coordinator. If people have questions, go to the website.
Yes.
Easy. Got a lot of information there. Facebook, too.
You bet. We have a site. Call us up at 433-0591. Happy to help in any way.